Agency Growth Machine, how to transform producer potential into agency growth and profit. Here's a quote from Carly Fiorina. She says, "The highest calling of leadership is to unlock the potential of others." And this book was written by Randy Schwantz. The foreword was written by John Sharp, who is now currently the president of Hardenberg Insurance. Let's get started. It says here, in 2011, I was a 30-year-old kid from New Jersey with 5 years of experience as a producer selling group health insurance. I was asked to take over as sales manager for a team of 9 salespeople ranging from 28 to 58 years old. Almost all of them were property and casualty specialists, which I knew nothing about. And for 4 years later, I still have lots to learn. One thing I did know was that I was entrusted with the authority to create a sales team and, more importantly, a true sales culture for a firm that had been selling insurance policies for close to 60 years. I was empowered to do this in whatever way I thought would be the most effective. I was embarking on a path I had never traveled and a path for which I did not know the best course of action. I felt empowered and frightened, but mostly frightened. How was I going to get this team to sell more? Let me tell you about our agency prior to 2011. We were a firm that spoke about the great relationships we had with our clients and our carriers. We highlighted the hundreds of years of experience that our staff had accrued. We boasted of special programs and worker comp dividends to win new prospects over. We believed that our honesty and high ethical standards would act as our competitive edge. For 60 years, we quoted on a lot of insurance policies. We would never dare to ask for a BOR. Does all this sound familiar? Well, I bet it does, because we sold insurance just like all of our competitors. We called it the old-fashioned way. Many people would call it servicing the client. When I was chosen to be the firm's sales manager, our sales numbers were stagnant. We grew at about 3.3% a year. We had 3 stars, which to us meant guys that wrote 50 to 100K in revenue year after year. Aside from the stars, the rest of the team floundered. We churned through new producers with only 1 success in 5 years, and that was me, and I assure you, I was far from a sales star. I quickly realized that I needed help. My 3 partners and I had the burden of the huge loan payments generated from the pending perpetuation taking place. I felt that if we found the right system, we could begin to help new salespeople succeed. A system that could grow our sales numbers and build a culture that could be replicated no matter how big or small we were. We looked at several different consultants, both inside and outside of the insurance industry. It was not until one of my partners read The Wedge by Randy Schwantz that we knew we had found something that would meet our needs. I was confident I could follow the sales process outlined by The Wedge. What we didn't know until we conducted more research is that Randy developed a whole system to turn around your sales culture called the iWin Agency Growth System. This system, when followed, would help us create the sales culture that we desperately needed to be able to maintain our independent agency structure for years to come. After our engagement began with the iWin Agency Growth System, we started the process of changing some of the things we did at our agency. We did a lot of sales training with our producers. We trained them to win, not just quote. We changed our sales meeting format away from the spreadsheet liars club meetings that we were accustomed to a much more succinct and powerful process called crisp sales meetings. That opened the door for us to institute minimum account sizes and establish minimum sales goals that needed to be attained annually. Unfortunately, there were some negative outcomes to these changes. We heard things like, "How can you take accounts from us? We worked hard to get them." Or, "You're taking money from my pocket to make the agency more money." Or, "I've built strong relationships with these clients. You can't take them from me." And last, "How can you expect us to reach these goals?" A portion of our sales team decided that the new requirements were not for them. In fact, it helped them realize the industry was not for them altogether. As for the positive outcomes, our changes provided money to invest in extra resources, in people, and in software that could help us quickly implement a proactive strategy with our clients. With these resources in place, our salespeople had the ability to approach bigger accounts and offer them something they had never previously thought possible. They were no longer going into accounts asking the prospect, if we save you 10%, is there any reason you wouldn't be willing to move to us? They no longer had to rely on finding big coverage gaps or a price so cheap that the incumbent broker could not match it. They now had something tangible to sell that could be replicated and the ability to build new business by BOR. We have seen over 50% of the new revenue we are writing come now via BOR. Setting a minimum account size and eliminating the renewal and service burden of small accounts on our producers freed up their time to find prospects and set more appointments. They now have the time and ability to start targeting larger accounts. Therefore, their average account size has grown, and so has their book of business. The other bonus is that those clients now feel important to the agency as they have someone they can reach immediately when emergencies arise. They actually feel better now about the agency than they did when working with the producer who had built such a strong relationship. We have also seen incredible byproducts of these changes. The general insurance public has become more aware of what we have become. Carriers want to give us contracts and producers want to work for us. We're giving them a chance to be great. We even had an agency pick our group to sell to instead of one of the big private equity firms that are currently flooding the market. The private equity firm offered more money, but the agency principal wanted a sales culture where he felt he could thrive. We paid less and made a significant acquisition because we have implemented the iWin Agency Growth System. The most tangible result to the agency has been the bottom line. Before we got involved with the iWin Agency Growth System, we averaged 3.3% growth year over year. Now we are realizing extraordinary growth. My definition of extraordinary growth is 60% organically over the past 4 years. That equates to organic growth of 15% year over year. You will never hear me say that our accomplishments were easy to achieve. If anything, you will hear me say how hard it was and how hard it is still today. I was chosen to change the 60-year-old sales culture of a property and casualty firm, and I was a 30-year-old employee benefits producer with no experience on the P&C side of the industry. I would be lying if I told you I did not have moments where I wanted to quit. When I was told, "You don't understand, you're a benefits guy, it's different," or "I've been doing this for 20 years. This was the producer's way of saying, "Stop changing things, kid." They were happy doing their best and being congratulated for their efforts at the end of the year. I realized as the sales manager and an agency owner that had I allowed the status quo to remain, I would not have been fair to myself and the agency. More importantly, I would not have been fair to our salespeople. It was apparent to me that I could not continue to send our sales team out to prospects when in reality, they had nothing to sell and had no training to win. It is my obligation as a sales manager and agency owner to give my sales team something concrete to sell and create the best opportunity for them to write business. If they fail, then I have failed. If they succeed, then I have also succeeded. For those that do not know me, I do not enjoy the prospect of failure. For us, the best chance for me to fulfill this obligation was through the implementation and utilization of Randy's system. He and his team have put together a simple method that gives agencies the ability to achieve extraordinary growth. Not only has the agency seen extraordinary growth, but our producers are obtaining results that they themselves never believed possible. We are helping producers succeed at unparalleled levels. This success means that they have more disposable income for their families. It means they can send their kids to the college of their choosing. It means they can buy all of life's extras that are so hard to fit into an average budget that exists from average results. Ultimately, it means we are helping them have the financial freedom they dreamed of when they first committed to selling insurance for our agency. I am proud to say that we are fulfilling our obligation as an agency. We are seeing extraordinary growth. We are helping producers find their financial freedom. This is being accomplished by following a process and ignoring the most recent internal objection. The results are the proof. If you stick to it and ignore the criticism, the process works. Again, that was by John Sharp, sales manager and agency principal of Hardenberg Insurance Agency, now president.